flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yes, like it or not, Loogie, there is a number retirement ceremony this weekend in the New York City stadium area. The Barclays Center, where Vince Carter's number 15 will be retired, hung forever for all the great memories he made in Brooklyn tomorrow night.
In Brooklyn. He had a lot of memories in Brooklyn.
But with that, Evan, I did this with the David Wright getting announced, and a lot of people had anger about it, the greatest number fives in New York sports history. I'm here to give you the definitive list with every team, double check 3 times.
Did you?
The great, don't test me, the number 15s in New York sports history. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Number 5 is actually a 3-way tie, guys. John McClain of the Devils, Tim Tebow for the Jets, and Tommy DeVito of the Giants.
A 3-way tie? You put them all together?
Yeah, because the next 4 are indisputable, legendary. They have to be on their own. I couldn't pick one. It's McClain, it's Tebow, or DeVito. You have the pick. That's number 5. Here we go.
Number 4.
It is Vince Carter. His number will be retired in Brooklyn tomorrow. And for everybody who wants to say, he's really a Raptor, go look at how many years he spent with the Nets and how many years he spent with the Raptors. He is a Nets legend.
His reputation was kind of down in the dumps at the end of his Raptor time. He was always hurt. It wasn't sterling. He comes to New Jersey, and he was pretty much healthy. They had some success, not a lot of success, not as much as the earlier success. So I agree with you. When you look at games played and you look at sheer stats, I think it's pretty close to being equal between Toronto and the Nets. The problem I have with the Raptors is that the Nets announced they were retiring Vince Carter's number over the summer, and the Raptors quickly then put together their own retirement ceremony so they could do it before the Nets.
Didn't they like put his name on a plane or something?
On a plane?
Yeah, or
Air Canada? It would make sense. It was
like
his
that.
Nickname.
I can't remember what it was.
Wow.
It was like a Trump. To what the
They were competing with us for some reason. Yeah. Like, it's almost as if they felt bad that the Nets were doing it first.
Yes.
That the Raptors were like, we're going to do it bigger and better. We got you.
So stupid. All right, here we go.
Number 3.
This one's for Evan. It's Carlos Beltran.
Yeah.
He's a future Hall of Famer and honestly probably should have his number retired since the Mets retire everybody's number now.
I loved Beltran. I liked Vince Carter. My opinion towards Vince Carter has grown more fonder after his retirement. I think I had my issues with him as a fan at the time, which I'll get into, I guess, at some other point. Or maybe now. I don't care if you guys care or not. But I would definitely put Beltran ahead of Vince Carter. I love both of them. Like both of them. Beltran ahead of Vince.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
Number 2 is the great Earl Monroe, who already has his number 15 retired by the Knicks. Him and Walt Clyde Frazier, the last pair of Knicks to start an All-Star game, now that we have Cat and Brunson doing that. Earl Monroe also, important note, if you listened earlier in the show, Lou Gower has no idea exists as a Knicks fan. So that's really good. He's number two.
Good right call.
Here we go.
Number one.
It's obvious. It's the captain. It's Thurman Munson. And if you're somebody my age, maybe a little older, and your dad was a Yankee fan and you grew up in a Yankee house, just a hunch, I'm going to assume that you were basically taught Thurman Munson was a god. And he was treated as such in your house. And I don't know how you have a list about number 15s and not have Thurman Munson right at the top. A guy I've literally never seen play, but feel like I knew personally because of how much he meant to my father. And that's your sink.
That's all very sweet, and Thurman is clearly number one, but do you realize that the Knicks retired number 15 for two players, not just one? You know that, right?
Screwed that up, so give it to me.
Okay, Dick McGuire, the great Dick McGuire.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's a Hall of Famer, too. So.
All right, so maybe he gets in over Tebow and DeVito.
You think so? You think
just
so?
A little bit.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. By the way, I'm so glad you did that. Forget about Vince Carter for a second. I'd like to spend a few minutes on Carsten Charles Sabathia. And I bring CC up because he's in very interesting territory right now. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer who's going in as a New York Yankee. Does that get your number retired? I mean, the Yankees have retired a lot of numbers in their history.
I didn't even think about that for CC.
Yes.
But it obviously should.
Well, I'm glad you said obviously. I did a little research project. I got a lot of time on my hands. I went through every single Yankee who's in the Hall of Fame with the Yankee logo on their hat. So, for example, Mike Mussina does not have the Yankee logo on his hat. He's not included in this discussion.
Okay.
And I wanted to see, like, is it an exact science that if you get your number, if you're a Hall of Famer as a Yankee, you get your number retired? Okay?
What would be the other criteria?
Well, Paul O'Neill was just a beloved Yankee. He's not a Hall of Famer. Number retired. Andy Pettit, not a Hall of Famer. Number retired. Don Mattingly, can I forget him? Yeah. Not a Hall of Famer, number retired. So the Yankees, Ron Guidry, not a Hall of Famer. So they've done that, and I'm not trying to argue those guys. They're very important in Yankee history, but they're not Hall of Famers.
Right. Right?
But you would think if you're a Hall of Famer, especially with the logo on your hat.
Yeah. To me, when you retire, when the Yankees retire somebody's number, it's they're being retired.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Retired because they're a Yankee legend, and if you're a Hall of Famer as a Yankee, how does those two not cross-pollinate?
There are 10 guys who are Hall of Famers as Yankees who do not have their number retired.
Are you serious?
Now, there's caveats to a lot of them. Let me give you the information. Number one is Earl Combs, who played in the 1930s, and his number was 1. It later got retired for a different player. So, number is retired. The other one is Lefty Gomez. This one I got a big issue with. Lefty Gomez was one of the best pitchers in baseball in the 30s and 40s, and he wore number 11. That's Brett Gardner's number! That's Anthony Volpe's number! They could have easily retired Lefty Gomez, but I do want to give you a caveat. His last year as a Yankee was 1942. He didn't get into the Hall of Fame until the 1970s. So by that point, it may have just been, we forgot about that. We ignored him. Joe Gordon is another Hall of Famer who has his number retired, but not for him. He wore number 6. So it got retired for Joe Torre a few years later. Wade Hoyt was a Hall of Famer, but the problem was he never wore numbers. He only wore a number for a year because that was well before they had, like, numbers.
Is that right?
That is true. And then the other guy is Red Ruffing. Red Ruffing was a great pitcher. He's a Hall of Famer. You know what number he wore? Sean 15.
Wow.
Also retired by the Yankees for Thurman Munson. So the caveat is a lot of these guys, you almost throw them out because it's like, well, they ended up giving the number to somebody else. It ended up getting retired anyway. The only one like recently, like relatively recent, because I went deep into Yankee history. The only one recently is actually Goose Gossage. Goose Gossage wore number 54. But I guess because he played for so many other teams, and while he's a Hall of Famer and a tremendous player, he's not considered like legendary as a reliever. His number has not been retired. In fact, it's been handed out, last worn by Tim Hill.
There you go. Another legend. I'm going to assume all of those guys have plaques in Monument Park.
No, I don't think so. You know what? I got to double check that. Like, do they honor Earl Combs back there and Joe Gordon and Lefty Gomez? I'm not sure.
Let's be
honest. I think there were excuses for those guys. Like, it was a long time ago, and those numbers ended up getting retired by other players who wore it.
But if, look, and the Yankees, I will defend them, obviously, and wave the pom-poms. They have so many layers to honoring people, whether it's the plaques, the monuments, the number retired. At some point, if you're a Hall of Famer with the Yankee logo, you got to have one of the three out there in Monument Park.
So CC's got to get his number retired based on this exercise, correct?
Well, I mean, Posada's number's retired.
That's another one. By the way, there's a lot of non-Hall of Famers. I went to a few of them, but you're right. Jorge adds to it.
I think CC, I was going through an exercise as you were just talking.
Yep.
Just looking at the all-time wars. Not that that matters, but that's how the Yankees list it, or it's listed on baseball reference, is the all-time wars.
Right.
And all of them are retired except until you get to Red Ruffing.
Yeah.
Who you were just talking about.
The great Red Ruffing.
He has the 8th highest war in Yankee history.
Yeah, I think there's an oversight
and
with history.
That, it goes to Bill Dickey. And then Mariano, obviously.
And Bill Dickey also has his number retired, but it's like retired for him and for Yogi, which is kind of interesting. Those other guys I mentioned, they're not mentioned as it's retired for them.
Yeah.
It's retired for the other guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right. But then you get into dicey territory because Alex Rodriguez has one of the highest.
We know the deal with that.
So we know the deal. So it becomes interesting because CeCe's, his career war is, it's not going to be as high because he played on multiple teams.
Right.
So, but he's obviously an all-time great Yankee.
He helped
a first ballot Hall of Famer who got 80% whatever it was.
On
a first ballot and helped them win a World Series after not having won one for a while. I mean, I would say yes.
I think the answer
about it until you brought it up.
I think the answer is clearly yes, because I think what that exercise shows you is that the only oversights are ones from a long time ago for a variety of reasons. CC Sabathia, as a first ballot Hall of Famer who has openly already said, I think he said it to us last year and he confirmed it recently, I'm wearing a Yankee hat. Like that, I think, guarantees it. Messina would have been complicated if he picked the Yankees because they didn't win. And that's not his fault necessarily, but winning matters. Like winning a championship is a big freaking deal around here. And the fact that CC was the unquestioned ace of a championship team, I think makes it, like, if they don't win the World Series that year, this may be a very different discussion. But they did, so it's pointless to even argue. And the other thing is, the Yankees haven't handed out the number to anybody.
No.
They handed out Paul O'Neill's number and Andy Pettit's number, and they got a lot of flack for it. CC's 52 has been kept away from everybody since he retired. So I think the answer is yes, right? You agree, Sean?
Not only do I agree, if you would have asked me as a Yankee fan, I assumed his number was retired and I forgot about it.
CC Sabathia?
Yeah, for some reason I thought they had a CC day over the last 2 years. I guess they didn't.
Oh God! Now you got to make me double check. Imagine after all that, his number's actually retired.
No, it's not because you would see it.
No, I know.
Yeah, you would see it. I don't know why in my head I really thought his number was retired. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's not.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not disgusting yet. He just got in the Hall of Fame.
No, but it shouldn't.
Wasn't it obvious that he was?
Yes. My point is, regardless of what just happened with that vote or not,
right.
C.C. Sabathia is a better Yankee all-time. Close your ears, Yankee fans, than Jorge Posada.
How quickly did they retire Jeter's number?
Jeter's different.
I understand that. But
I don't remember. It felt like it was almost instant. I know Mariano's was instant.
How quickly did they retire
Mariano? Jeez. I'm not going to get into that.
No. Well, they're
crazy accusations against him and his wife.
They're denying. So
they are denying. They are.
How quickly did they retire Joe Torre?
I don't remember. Probably not that long. Probably a couple of years.
Yeah, so why haven't they retired CeCe?
Nah, I think sometimes. Well, the Mets are just announcing David Wright's retirement.
Okay, the Mets are completely different.
What does that mean?
You know exactly what that means.
I think it varies. Like, I remember Tom Seaver. I don't remember Tom Seaver. I was told Tom Seaver got his number retired in 1988. He retired after the 86 season.
Okay,
so, like, some guys are really quick, and other guys, it's like, oh, wait, like, think about Paul O'Neill. They gave his number out.
Yeah. Okay, but Posada. So when was Posada retired? Do you remember, Sean? Because he retired in 11.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I want to say 14, something like that. I think it was a couple of years.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember when they retired his number. I forget. A couple of years.
Right, so that's what I'm talking
They've
about.
They've done a lot of these. It's tough to forget when they actually do it. Jorge Posada Day, 2015. He retired after the 2012 season. So they waited 3 years with Jorge Posada.
Retire CeCe's number. Now it almost looks like if you do it now, it's because he made the hole. That's
yes,
silly about.
That's right.
No. By the way, I like that. I think that's a great criteria. See, here's my criteria for retired numbers. Even
so,
if
you're saying if they would have done it before, it would have been just. It wouldn't have made as much.
It would have been too early. Yeah. My criteria for retired numbers, and clearly the Yankees don't follow this, and the Mets don't follow this, is if you wear the team's cap and you're in the Hall of Fame, retired number.
Yeah.
And then the other criteria would be if you're a career member of that team, not quite a Hall of Famer, but you spent your whole career there. That's why I'm good with Don Mattingly and I'm good with David Wright. They're not Hall of Famers,
right.
But...
That's why Posada makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, because he was there for however 16 years?
Yeah, no, that's fine, too. So I think CeCe now getting into the Hall of Fame, yeah, have the ceremony this year as a way to honor him.
I think, unfortunately, sometimes the Yankees' criteria is wait to see if we think we have an 86-win team and look for when the Rockies or Nationals are coming.
In fairness, I don't think the Yankees have announced their promotional schedule, so it is entirely possible that we are going to get a CeCe Sabathia Day this year.
It's definitely happening.
Number 52.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.